Good afternoon. I'm Nathan Cones here with your KCIM Midday News for this Monday, May 11th, 2026. It's going to be a little bit different style of newscast here for you, as we do have the first day of early voting for the June 2nd primaries coming up on Wednesday, and we'll be covering the two candidates that are going to be on the ballot in the only contested local race, anyway, in Carroll County. Starting things off, it'll be incumbent supervisor Stephanie Hausman up against County Sheriff Ken Pingree for that GOP nomination. So we'll start on the Hausman side of things. Hausman is seeking her third term in elected office and, again, is being challenged by Carroll County Sheriff Ken Pingree for the GOP's nomination. Hausman says her decision to pursue reelection was an easy one, as she feels as if her service to Carroll County has only just begun.
I definitely believe that it takes more than one term. You spend your first 4 years just really learning. You know, you got to lean on the auditor, you got to lean on your counterparts, and just learning all the systems because it is very intricate. There's a lot of budget questions, and nobody expects you to understand it right when you walk into office, but it takes a long time. So I truly believe it was in my second term where it really started to click. I was ready to roll. I felt confident. I know I was serving, you know, the Carroll County residents to the best of my ability, and I want to do that continuing forward.
Hausman says her experience in both the public and private sectors makes her uniquely qualified for the GOP's nomination.
So I've worked for Carroll Cleaning Supply. I'm going on 18 years, and within that job, we solve problems for customers. We deliver results. The environment is very competitive because you're going against other vendors that they want to make sure that they're better than you are. So you're always building relationships. And it's not always about the best quality of your products, but it's also creating that trust and having that environment that they continue to grow with you. And then in the other venture that I do is Prep and Plate with my business partner, Carly Peddlety. And we've been in business for about 2 years. And we are the owners, and, you know, we're here 7 days a week grinding away, providing food and meals to majority of Carroll County, but we also have 7 other locations. So I get hard work. I understand waking up every day and going to work, but it's a passion. You have to want to do that. And that's one unique thing about Carroll County is work ethic.
Hausman is running on her record and points to her history of governance as evidence of how she will serve as a supervisor into the future if she's reelected.
The one that really sticks out, and this brings back some sore feelings to some people, but back in COVID, I believe in your rights. Everybody has a right to their own individual uniqueness. And when the vote came to the Board of Supervisors to do a mask mandate, I was the only one that said no. That is one that sticks out. Another one would be the Board of Supervisors for several years in my 8 years that I've been on the board. We have froze our salaries. And the one that differentiates me from the sheriff is not that long ago, a few years ago, he did ask for a 27% pay increase. I think we can all agree that that's not fiscally responsible. And then the third, I would have to say, the two-mile agreement. We went around with the city of Carroll, and I stood behind a lot of our local farmers and the two-mile radius issues that were keep coming up, and I wanted to keep it a fair playing ground for everybody.
A note, in 2021, the Iowa legislature did approve a bill that required county compensation boards that required sheriffs to be paid comparably to their counterparts in the Iowa State Patrol and local police departments. That has resulted in a 44% increase in sheriffs' compensation statewide in the 5 years since then, according to the Iowa AG's office. According to Hausman, Carroll County remains one of the best places in Iowa to live and work, and she says her role as a supervisor is to maintain that quality of life that constituents have come to expect. However, Carroll County is not without its challenges.
Well, I think it's a constant revolving door. It's the same issues. We have housing issues. We have workforce issues. Providing services, whether that's ambulance or public safety, without increasing property tax, because you want to always try to get people to move here. I think our biggest challenge, which it always circles back to, keeping families here or bringing them home. Truly, I do believe we are on the correct path, and to stay on that path, you know, focus with faith, family, and community. As far as a political leader, stand behind your employees, stand behind your employers, but also be very fair to the taxpayers. I don't answer to one person. I answer to over 20,000.
Hausman notes there's a lot of confusion about the primary, as it is one of the only locally contested races, but isn't technically the election, which is scheduled for November.
There's a lot of misconception out there. The primary is that is your voice as the voters. June 2nd decides who will be your supervisor. November 2nd doesn't really matter. June 2nd, this coming June, will decide who will be your supervisor.
No Democratic candidate has filed to run for the position, but that doesn't mean there won't be one on the ballot in November. The Democrat Central Committee can select a candidate if one did step forward voluntarily. Houseman and Pingree are scheduled to appear at a Republican town hall on Thursday in the Swan Lake Eastside Shelter House at 6:30 p.m. Early voting for that primary does open on Wednesday. And we are going to step away here for just a moment. When we come back, the other candidate in that race, Carroll County Sheriff Ken Pingree, coming up after this.
The day has arrived. Graduation. From everyone at Pro Insulation, congratulations for all you've accomplished and good luck in all that you do. Best wishes from Pro Insulation and Spray Foam.
Weekend meal rules, they're different. Lots of meats, messier bites, zero regrets. That's why you need Village Hearth. Freshly baked, old-fashioned buns that hold up to jumbo hot dogs, juicy burgers, and bold ideas. From lazy lunches to neighborhood block parties, Village Hearth brings it all together. Whatever's on the grill, make the bun count. Village Hearth. Cookouts start here.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Carroll County Sheriff Ken Pingree is making a bid for county supervisor in the only local contested race on the June 2nd GOP primary ballot. Pingree is challenging incumbent Supervisor Stephanie Houseman for that District 4 seat on the Board of Supervisors. Pingree has served in law enforcement for his entire career, the last decade as Carroll County's sheriff. Pingree says his entire adult life has been dedicated to public service, and a switch from sheriff to supervisor seems like a reasonable transition.
Being a board of supervisor, this has been on my radar for approximately the last 8 years, approximately, and I've thought more and more about it. I knew my time in law enforcement would eventually have to come to an end, and I'm not even 60 years old yet, and I still want to serve the citizens of Carroll County. And this is my way of doing that.
Pingree says the sheriff's office and county government in general have seen a lot of change over the last 10 years, and he's had to lead through those changes.
When I did first take over, the first thing I addressed was our old jail. It was unsafe, not only for the staff, but the inmates. We had overcrowding issues, and we were in the courthouse. End result of that, we were able to build a new, larger, safer facility, and it currently generates approximately $600,000 in unexpected revenue for the county by housing out-of-county inmates. We started an ankle monitor program, which generates revenue. We started a Bible study program in the jail, which has been very well received, not only by the inmates, but also the community. Implemented the ISIX radio system, which vastly improved radio communications throughout the county for fire, ambulance, everybody. And I've always been very accessible. If somebody wants a program, we'll make it happen. We started the drone program. We have a drug recognition expert on staff.
Pingree has functionally spent his entire life in Carroll County, and he's built connections in every corner, which he says will be an asset on the board if elected.
Not just me, but I do think the county sheriff is probably one of the most recognizable figures in that county, just because we do interact with so many people. We're on the radio a lot talking about different things. We're in the news, usually for good, hopefully not for bad. So yeah, I do think I've had a chance to interact with the vast majority of this county in one way, shape, or form.
Pingree believes Carroll County's greatest asset is its people, as they are, by and large, honest and hardworking, and the Board of Supervisors just needs to keep a good thing going. He says the county's biggest challenge is population. Surrounding counties have seen declines in recent decades. While Carroll County is held relatively stable, he'd like to see at least some growth.
Well, I look at our surrounding counties, and I do pay attention to like censuses and stuff like that, and I've seen a pretty significant decline in population in some of our surrounding counties. And I look at Carroll County, and we seem to be holding pretty steady. It would be nice if we could get a little more growth. I don't know if we want a ton more. Probably one of the biggest challenges I see looking forward is just trying to keep the tax rates low for our citizens while still providing them with the services that they've come to expect over the years. I mean, we have well-maintained roads, gravel and highways, beautiful trails, great conservation center at Swan Lake, and a lot of county parks. Having those good things helps attract new residents and hopefully keeps the youth back here.
Pingree says leading is a challenge, and he points to the tenure of his staff in the sheriff's office as a prime example of what his governance style will be like as a supervisor.
The thing I'm most proud of is the staff I've been able to assemble over the period of time. And we do, don't ask me how, why, maybe I'm a good boss, maybe I'm not, but we have little to no turnover, which is unheard of this day and age in law enforcement. And from the comm center to the jail to the sheriff's office, I'd put our staff up against anybody's. We've got some great people working there.
If he wins the primary, Pingree will have to step down from his sheriff's position to run in November. Again, no candidate from the Democrat Party has filed to run for their party's nomination, but the Central Committee can select a candidate if one did not step forward for the nomination to appear on that ballot. Houseman and her GOP primary opponent, Pingree, are scheduled to appear together at a Republican town hall. That's Thursday at the Swan Lake Eastside Shelter House. That doors open at 6. The program begins at 6:30. And again, it's the only locally contested race within Carroll County anyway. Also a reminder, Wednesday is the first day of early voting for that June 2nd primary. And that's going to be wrapping up your news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.